Pitiful, wretched, blind. Revelation chapter 3 verse 17 says to us, "You say, 'I am rich, I have grown wealthy and need nothing.' But you do not realize that you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind and naked." We don't always have a correct view of ourselves. Mostly it tends to be rosy, except when we are down and feel self-pity about our situation. Then we feel we need and deserve help and support. It is important that we listen to what God says about us. When we are self-confident, we are full of the positivity of life and think we can do anything and that we have all that we need. We may have all that we need for the moment, but it can change so quickly. God can take away our wealth, whether in terms of money or our ability to do things, and he can make us very poor indeed. Our self-respect can go, and we can be humiliated by the circumstances of this world and made very low. Our own view of ourselves suddenly becomes irrelevant. We realise there is something else in play here. God sees us in real terms, in his terms, and we are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind and naked. We don't like to think of ourselves in these terms, as it brings down our self-confidence and the courage to face the difficulties in our life. We don't like to be made to feel weak, as we have no strength to face each day and be an overcomer. This is the very point God is making. We cannot face anything on our own terms. We need him at all times and in all ways. Of ourselves we are nothing, but in Christ we have the riches of God. Only in Christ we have the riches of God and the power to live good lives, as God sees it. God's description of us needs meditation and analysis to apply it to ourselves and see how poor we really are towards God. Before he saves us and changes us, we are dead in our sins. We have no life, no ability to change, and no hope without the Lord. It is he who has done everything for us, raised us to a new life in Christ, and given us the strength each day to live our lives for him. Without him we are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked. If we believe what God says and humble ourselves before him, he will renew us and give us the strength to face the troubles of life and be strong and resilient people. Without him we are nothing and have no power at all. With him all power is given. We will be rich, not from the viewpoint of this world, but from the viewpoint of God, and not from our own corrupt human heart and mind point of view. We will then have a correct view of ourselves. We are dead in sin before Jesus the Saviour comes to resurrect us. We have no power without him and are unable to fight anything and are totally dependent on his mercy and grace. We must trust in him at all times and build up faith to love and serve him better and be his humble and obedient servant. We will not be wretched, pitiful, poor, blind and naked any longer, but will be filled with his power and be clothed in the righteousness of Christ. We will see the word of God clearly and grow in grace and knowledge of God and therefore understand more about our own character. We will view ourselves truly and not through the rose-tinted spectacles of this fallen world view. We each decide what we want. We ask the Lord for wisdom to choose his way and not our way. He will lead us in all truth, for he is not willing that any should perish.